You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball spring training. It's actually March, people. We're getting close to the beginning of baseball season. And we're a couple of weeks into spring training, which means there's time for injuries. The Mets, the Yankees, to talk about the injuries and also reasons for optimism, we bring in John Harper from SNY. John, how are you?
Good, Laura. How you doing?
I'm doing well. John, you know, obviously Yankees went to the World Series last year, Mets to the NLCS, and such optimism heading into the season for both teams. And yet a couple weeks into spring training and all these injuries are cropping up. We'll start with the Yankees. With the latest is Luis Gil and shoulder, the shoulder bothering him, an MRI. Do you have any sense of how serious this might be and, you know, what it means for the New York Yankees?
Well, yeah, Yankees haven't indicated any kind of length of time or anything, but it could be a big problem for the Yankees. This guy, I mean, we saw what he did last year, and he was only going to get better, I think. He's still probably only going to get better this year. I expect he'll be back at some point. But shoulders, if it's shoulders, they can be usually considered worse than elbows. So in terms of recovery time and all that, so that could be a big blow. Because I think this team, it's built to win on pitching. You know, we know Soto left, and they filled in some of the gaps offensively, but I don't think they're as strong offensively as they were. They picked up the lefty Freed, and I think they're going to be really built to win with this pitching, this starting rotation. But they take a hit without Heel for sure.
Yeah, the rookie of the year, and he filled in so well last year when they were without Gerrit Cole, and we saw the development of Heel and how important he was. Now, coming into the season, into spring training, Marcus Stroman was complaining, I'm a starter and, you know, want to be a starter, all of this. Well, with injuries, now certainly he is a starting pitcher, yet I don't know if you watched any of today's spring training game against the Braves, and it's spring training, and we won't go crazy, but in 2 2/4 innings, he gave up 4 runs. And it was just that there were a couple pitches there that really just looked like meatballs and were really, really hittable by those Braves hitters with Stroman. And so, I don't know, how optimistic are you? How confident are you in Stroman? And do the Yankees... Yeah, we've been talking about the Mets maybe needing to go out and find another starter. What about the Yankees in terms of starting pitching depth?
I think Stroman's a really good, solid pitcher as far as you're talking about, really just the back end of a rotation. You're not expecting him to be the guy that's going to head your rotation at this point. So, yeah, he wasn't sharp today. His ball was up, and when he doesn't have that sinker down, he's going to get hit. But I think he hasn't pitched a lot yet, and he probably is. Mindset's been altered a little bit by this thinking he may or may not be here for the season. He could be traded and all that. But I think he's a good choice as a guy to fill in because, you know, he's been consistent. I know the last couple of years he's been second half has kind of caught up with him, injuries, inconsistency. But he usually gives you at least a solid first half if he's in there. And that, you know, as a guy who would really be filling in as a kind of a number five type starter, that's about as good as you're going to get going out and trying to find a starter on the trade market or even free agency at this point. So I think they're okay there. I think if anything, they still have concerns, more concerns offensively than they do with the starting pitching.
All right, so let's switch to the offense. And there, in terms of injuries, we're talking about, you know, Giancarlo Stanton and the two tennis elbows that he seems to have shown up to spring training with. Is that the injury you'd be most concerned about when you look at this Yankee team and the, you know, importance, as you said, no Soto? Is the Stanton injury the one that's most concerning?
It is, because not sure in terms of, you know, length of time. It's kind of a weird injury. I never heard of tennis elbow in both elbows. And maybe it speaks to the force that he swings with, the force he puts on his elbows. You know, nobody in baseball, not even Judge, hits the ball harder than Stanton. And so I got to believe the force of his swing has something to do with these elbow injuries. So that's concerning to me if it's going to be something that lingers, because we know Stanton always misses time, but usually it's related to leg pulls, muscle pulls, things like that. This is something different. And it's not concerning to me that he's going to miss time during the season, because I think they're good enough to at least get to the postseason without him. But we've seen it. He's been a guy who's come up big in October the last few years and really during his whole Yankee run. So it's a guy that they need at some point, I think. And so it is concerning. I think they can fill in the DH spot for now and maybe give Judge more DH at-bats, keep him off his feet a little bit. I like this kid Rice. I think he could be an impact guy eventually as a DH, maybe left-handed DH. So I think they'd be okay there, but I'd be worried about long-term now with Stanton, because we just don't know what's going on with these elbows.
Yeah, Ben Rice could fill in, be, you know, a part of a platoon, a lefty part of a platoon at DH. But in terms of the Yankees offense, that, you know, for a team that theoretically wants to win a World Series, can you, you know, is it a smart and sound plan if you have Stanton at DH and he's already coming through the season with injuries, and you have third base where DJ LeMahieu is now injured, but was that a good plan anyway, a sufficient plan, and you have Cabrera and Peraza there to, I don't know how good you can feel about that at third base. And then there's Jason Dominguez in left field, where I think you feel good about the potential of a prospect, but are those a lot of question marks for a team that theoretically wants to go to the World Series?
Yeah, they are, Laurie. I think they, even going into this year, even with everything else going well, they're putting a lot on these young guys, Dominguez, Volpe and Wells, guys like that, to be really good. Otherwise, I'm not sure they have enough offense, even with a Stanton. And with, I mean, the third base has been the big kind of the black hole there going into the season, into the spring training. And, you know, I mean, listen, Boone has to say what he has to say, but when he's talking up LeMahieu to start the spring, you're kind of rolling your eyes saying, you know, and listen, the guy's been a great player, but he's been hurt now for years, and he's just not the same guy. You can't really go into the season counting on him. Oswaldo Cabrera is okay, but not probably not a true everyday player. So I still wouldn't be shocked if they end up getting Arenado. The Cardinals, you know, everything you hear, the Cardinals are desperate to move that contract. So I think as you get closer to opening day, they'd be willing to eat more and more money on that contract. And it might get to a point where they're eating enough money where the Yankees say, okay, we'll take him. And he's not necessarily the answer offensively. He's kind of on the decline, but he's better than anything they have. He still gives you a good glove there, so wouldn't be shocked to see that happen at some point before the end of spring training.
Arenado's way better than anything that they have right now. A huge upgrade as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's switch to the Mets and their injury issues, and mostly it's about the starting rotation, and Frankie Montas Looks like it's probably, you know, it might be early June until he comes back. And Sean Manaea, maybe, you know, if things go well, mid-April.
Maybe
May 1st, whatever that is. So with the Mets, but on the flip side, is it too optimistic for Mets fans to look at the parade of young arms that they've been seeing in spring training and say, this team can withstand that, or do the Mets need to go out there and trade for a starter?
Yeah, it's a little early to count on these young guys. That both Tidwell and Sproat are the two high-ceiling guys, and they both really stalled badly at AAA last year. So you have to see them succeed at AAA before you can even think they could be an answer in the rotation. Now, just the kind of the maturing process, you figure they're going to get there because they have big arms. But command has really been an issue for Tidwell. And Sproat, you know, just didn't pitch well at AAA. So you got to see it first. So I do think they have a need right now. They have depth, but is it quality depth? You know, guys like Griffin Canning that they brought in, McGill, guys like that.
Paul Blackburn got shelled.
Yeah. Those are the guys now. And when you're talking about a six-man rotation, which they are because of Senga, you know, that those guys are already in the rotation basically with two injuries now. So I know it's 110% on any dollar you spend now if you go out and get a Quintana or somebody like that. But Quintana's still out there, and he's a real pro, and he was really good for them down the stretch last year. To me, he'd be a real good insurance policy for them at this point because I do think they need more pitching. For a team that's trying to win a championship, you got to give Stearns the benefit of the doubt, and I've said that repeatedly because what he did last year, what he did in Milwaukee, he's had a knack for...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For finding value in pitching and developing pitching and all that. But I just didn't think, I mean, the Montas thing is the one especially that didn't make sense to me. They went out and got him so quickly, $17 million a year for 2 years. And he's got the history of injuries, ineffectiveness. So that didn't make sense to me. I thought it would have been more. I would have liked to see him go out and get a Walker Buehler.
I said the same thing. Agree.
Flaherty, yeah. Somebody like that. Guys, a little more high ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I question what they did. So we'll see. Right now, it doesn't look like a championship type rotation, but it's a long year, and you know if they're in the mix, which they'll be in the mix, they will probably go out and do something during the season.
The last roster spot that is going to be, you know, we're going to be watching as we head to spring training for the Mets is that utility backup middle infielder type of role. And with Madrigal now being out, is it most likely that Luis Angel Acuna or Brett Beatty are the two front runners to fight it out and win that roster spot?
unless they bring back OMG, Jose Iglesias.
Well, what are you hearing? Okay. Is there a chance that they'll bring back Iglesias and OMG? It seems like they want to use one of the kids.
They do. I think they should, because I believe in that guy. He's got the best hands I've ever seen, and he was clutch hitter last year. But I understand they want to create flexibility and room for these young guys. And I think Acuna fits the role more ideally as a guy that can play all three positions. We haven't really seen Beatty. They're talking about Beatty at second base and even shortstop. I got to see that to believe it. Acuna has the ability to play all the positions. He actually raised his game when he got to the big leagues last year. He didn't have a great year in AAA. So the question is, do they want him up in the big leagues as a guy who's not going to be playing all the time, or would they rather get him get consistent at bats in AAA? That might be where they wanted to start the year. So I wouldn't be surprised if Beatty is the guy to start the year. He could probably fill in at second if he needs to. I don't know about short, but Lindor plays every day anyway, so you're not really too worried about that. But Beatty, I really like Beatty. He's a hard worker. I've talked to him a bunch of times. He's a really good kid. But he's had a couple chances now, serious chances to get over the hump offensively. Hasn't been able to do it. So you wonder if he's going to get there. Where Acuna, you saw him kind of light it up when he got on the big stage. So I'd be more – and you got this kid Mauricio. He's going to be back at some point too. I think he's going to be a big factor as well.
Yeah, I think they want Mauricio based off the injuries to start it off at AAA, but yeah. I agree. There was a time where that was a top 100 prospect and a really exciting bat, so interesting to see where that will go. What about Jose Siri, a guy who, I know he's defense first, but seems like, he's, we know there's power there. I don't know. Is there a chance that he is better than a 190 hitter and that there's some more upside in that offensive game?
It doesn't look like he's had a pretty long, 3 or 4 years now in the big leagues, and he looks like he's not going to hit much more than 200 in the big leagues. But 2 years ago, he hit 25 home runs. Last year, he hit 18. If he hits 25 home runs, this lineup's going to be really, really dangerous, because you get that kind of pop at the bottom. I mean, now you got maybe the deepest lineup in baseball. So we'll see. He's kind of a hit or miss guy, and we know that. But if he's giving you that kind of power to go with the defense in center field, he could be a really good pickup. And he might also just be holding space again for guys like this Drew Gilbert and even Jet Williams, that they think may end up playing center field, because there's not going to be much room for him in the infield. So that may be part of their thinking there, that one of these young guys is going to take over center field at some point.
By the way, my producer Rami and I both had, I said this weeks ago, and I've seen some others say this as well, is mentioning OMG and Jose Iglesias is, we're talking about the Yankees having a black hole at third base and trading for Nolan Arenado has been the rumor, but why wouldn't they want to sign Iglesias and bring some of that energy and fun into the Bronx, and as well as an excellent glove, defensive versatility, and a contact hitter?
Yeah, I love that for the Yankees. I mean, the guy can play infield no matter where you put him. He played third last year. As I said earlier, he just got a magic hands and glove, and so you could play him anywhere. And he hit .380 with runners in scoring position. So, and it wasn't just in 10 at bats either. So he looks like he's a gritty kid. He's not a kid anymore. He's a gritty player. When he was younger, he did rub some teammates the wrong way, I think, because he was supposedly such a chatterbox and always had something to say about everything. But I'm sure he was really popular with the Mets last year. To me, he would be the best option at third base for the Yankees if you brought him in right now. So I don't know. Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Last one before I let you go. Rumors flying around. Pete Rose. Obviously Pete Rose suspended from baseball, banned from baseball, not in the Hall of Fame, with the latest thing with Trump pardoning him and Manfred, I don't know. Do you see that changing, or does that matter in any way? What would you expect to happen potentially with Pete Rose?
It sounds like there's a lot of momentum here which is a shame, because if you're going to do it, you should have done it when he was alive. But it sounds like Manfred is more amenable to it for sure, lifting that ban. Now, I don't know what that would mean. I don't know how, if there would be special circumstances where he would be put on the, if he put on the Hall of Fame ballot for the writers to vote for him, or at this point, so far removed from his career, would he be just in eligible for one of those Veterans Committee type things? I would think that would be more the case.
Yeah, I would think it would be a Veterans Committee at this point. And to your point, if Manfred was amenable to this, then, and it was a Veterans Committee thing, why not have done it when Pete Rose was alive? It is weird.
I know. It's a tough one for me. I loved him. He was my idol as a kid, actually. And but he did so many things wrong.
Oh yeah.
And he had so many chances to. The commissioners were more than willing to bring him back, but he just wouldn't never tell the truth. He wouldn't admit, own up to the fact that he had bet on baseball. And when he finally did, it was kind of, you know, it was too late and all that. So, but I do wish they had been able to work something out while he was still alive, because for all his flaws, he was great for the, he was beloved in the baseball community. So it'd be interesting to see. If he does get in, if he's on one of those Hall of Fame committees or a Veterans Committee.
I know he doesn't pass the Boy Scout test. And if the question is, who do you want to babysit your children? The answer is not him. But if I look at the Hall of Fame and we went through and looked at everybody there, I'm sure there's plenty of folks who are not great. And, you know, at a certain point, does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame based on his career as a player? I've always thought yes.
Yeah, it's. It's difficult because that gambling thing was always, you know, front and center for every player to play the game. They understood, but everything has changed so much.
I know. It's so funny. It feels so quaint somehow that there's such this big problem with gambling and in the society in which we live. Again, that's another aspect of things that you feel like at a certain point, wouldn't they have changed the stance? But
yeah. I mean, I think, as you said, with the way society has changed, I mean, you can never really change the initial way he was suspended and all that, because you still have to.
Oh, yeah. He should have been suspended. That was all right.
Yeah, you have to look out for the integrity of the game.
I actually thought he should have been in the Hall of Fame, but I was okay with continuing to ban him. In other words, I think that once you've bet on baseball and done some of the things he had done off the field, I think that he was not necessarily a good influence on players. I understand if they didn't want to have him around the game per se, but you could still have him inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I wish he had gotten he had been on the ballot, because it would have been really interesting to see if he would have got in.
Yeah,
but maybe. Again, now that he's gone, it's. I mean, it's for his family. It would be nice, but he lived and died to get in that Hall of Fame. No matter how much he kind of tried to downplay it, he was the guy that would have done anything to get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. John Harper from SNY, appreciate all the fun stuff you do covering the game over there, and appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. Great talking to you.
All righty.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.